That brings us up to date here. The Gemara tells this very dramatic story of negotiation between the Goyim and the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Goyim are trying to get into Olam Haba. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no dice. You don't deserve to be there, you can't be there. And then the Goyim said, yeah, but we would have been Makabal the Torah, perhaps, but you didn't force it upon us, like Klum Kafisa Linu Har Kagigas. Spoke last week about this a lot. And Hashem said, but there were things that you were Makabal on yourselves, dying of the Yishevah Mitzvahs, but no, you didn't do those either. That's what we spoke about last week. And they came back with this, this nightmarish claim, yeah, but the Jews also don't keep the Torah. Jews also don't keep the Torah. So like, that's sort of like, check. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had an interesting strategy here. So he said, Mikem yavoyu v'yoidim ben Yisrael. There is, the Jews come, you say it's where Nogeya Be'edus, Shemayim Va'aretz comes, you say it's Nogeya Be'edus, everybody's Nogeya, Nogeya, Nogeya. Let some Goyim come and say Edus about the Jews. Shikaimu Sater Kula. Kaimu Sater Kula. Not just that they were Makabalit, but they were Makayimit. Yavai Nimrod, V'yoid Ba'avram, Shalai Ovid Avedis Kechavim. Yavai Lavon, let Lavon come, V'yoid Be'yakov, Shal Nechshad Ala Gezel. Tavai Eishas Poiti Fera, V'toy Be'yosef, Shal Nechshad Ala Avera. So Goyim that can say, it's a difficult position for Nimrod to be in. But, some of his Nimrod and Shemaim, has to say, well, I must admit that Avraham Avinu did not worship Avodah Zarah. No matter what, fire and torture and pressure, he didn't do it. So Eishes Potiphera has to stand up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, well, I have to admit that Yosef in fact, didn't do anything wrong. That's an interesting Rashi while we're here. That, in other words, Yosef having an affair with Eishes Potiphera would have been a violation of one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. I don't know if anybody thinks about it because she's at Eishes Ish. Eishes Potiphera, she's called Eishes Potiphera. Even though there was no concept per se before Matan Torah of Kiddushin and Nisuyin, but the Rambam says Ish Poga Ish Bashuk, and he takes her home. But the fact that she was called Eishes Potiphera, that was what she was, because she was the name, Eishes Potiphera. So it means that that would have been considered an adulterous affair, which is unacceptable. Yavoi Nebuchadnezzar, and let Nebuchadnezzar come, b'yoy b'chananya mishoyel v'azariyish lehishtachavu letzelem. Let him say Eidus about chananya mishoyel v'azariyish lehishtachavu letzelem. So even though this is not all the Jewish people, this is just, the big tzaddik of Yosef, Chananya, Mishael, V'Azariah. Nevertheless, apparently that's good enough to make a distinction between, because they haven't got any Goyim like that.
It's not even all the mitzvahs they've done.
Right.
They didn't say look at Avram, they said look at when Avram did this particular mitzvah.
All these are the Sheva Mitzvahs from Bnei Noach also. Interesting. They're all Sheva Mitzvahs from Bnei Noach. So it had to be an even contest here. This wasn't the kluf. In other words, the way I understand the Gemara, this had nothing to do with Kofaleim Harkigigis. Maybe you could say, well, they made such a Kabbalah, that's why they did it. No, this is the exact same Kabbalah that you made. They're Bnei Noach, you're Bnei Noach. Same thing. Avraham Avinu didn't worship idols, you did. Yosef didn't have an adulterous affair, you have had many. And apparently, if the Goyim would have been able to pull out even one Gadol, one Tzaddik, it seems, right? Because this does certainly not representative of all the Hanani Mishael V'Azariah did not bow down to the Tzelem made Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara Megillah says, Laman Nishaivu Kla Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Kalia, Oysidar, why did the whole Purim story happen? Exactly the same Tzelem, Kedirah, the same Tzelem that Hanani Mishael V'Azariah did not bow down to, the rest of the Jewish people did bow down to. But, okay, we have a Hanani Mishael V'Azariah, so it comes out that it's just an interesting Agav, parenthetically, a concept that the tzaddikim saved the generation. We know about 36 tzaddikim and tzaddikim. So like the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara says, Klumar Yisa Keshes B'Yamecha. Did you ever see a rainbow? A rainbow would indicate that the world is chayav, Misa chayav to die. So the pshat is that if you saw Keshes, Ein Atah Barli Voy, then you're not Yoshua ben Levi. You're not the tzaddik that people say you are. It's mashma that even one tzaddik like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi can stop that rainbow from happening. The whole door could be Rishayim, but one tzaddik is all it takes. It's a tremendous, isn't that like a powerful responsibility on them? I can imagine what two tzaddikim can do, three tzaddikim, 36 tzaddikim, 100 tzaddikim. Even one tzaddik can save the whole world. Even one tzaddik. Okay. So it's Tosfos here. I'm sure you saw it, but let's go over it together. Shloishtachavu l'tzelem. Hananiah Mishova, Azariah did not bow down to the Selem, the idol. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, that Selem to Nebuchadnezzar lava avodas kechavim hu. You should know that that idol that we're talking about here, the Hananiah Mishova, Azariah did not bow down to, and the other Jews, the Persian Jews, what ended up being the Persian Jews, did bow down to, it was not an avodah zara. Ella andarti asui l'kvoid hamelech. It was just simply a monument that was put up, similar to what you see, all over the place in the parks in the United States. Every park has got George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, somebody, I don't know, somebody's or some general is in the park, and they put up a thing for Nebuchadnezzar. No big deal. It's like, that Saddam Hussein, that big peso. So I don't know if it was like an avodah zara. They're Muslims, huh? It was an avodah zara. It was the Kavod HaMelech, and the first thing that the Americans did was they took down the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar. By the way, Saddam Hussein considered himself he said many times that he was a Gilgal of Nebuchadnezzar, so it's not a bad muscle that I'm giving. It's interesting how that's what came down. So says Tosfos that don't look at it as an idol, look at it as an andarti, a monument, asui l'kvod hamelech, and apparently even so, people would go by and they would bow down to this statue out of kavod. So it was just kavod. It was no avoda. By the way, the Maral says that was the same thing with Haman. Haman never considered himself a deity necessarily. He just wanted kavod. It was strictly a kavod thing. It wasn't. Like okay. Yeah. Curtsy, whatever. Right. But Afal Pikein, Mordechai refused. Mordechai would not bow down. There was no avodah zara involved. That's why all the other Jews bowed down. There was no avodah zara involved. So this is a very important point. The Tosfos proves, first of all, that it wasn't avodah zara. But hachi nicha d'nachat gabi Avram shloi avad avodah sekechavu. B'chananya mishol azariah changes the lashon shloi shtachavu l'tzelem. Right? By Avram, a little bit, just a couple lines earlier, we said Avram Avinu didn't bow down to avodah zara. Echananya mishol azariah, it says they didn't bow down to tzelem. Mashmid Tzelem is not avodah zara. Nichanami hodam rinam perkei l'naris. Also the Gemara in Ksuvos, Yomalei nagdu b'chananya mishol v'azari. Fascinating Gemara. Polchu l'tzelma. It means Yomalei nagdu. If they would have whipped Chananya mishol v'azari, Yomalei with an aleph means if they would not have. Lo. Yomalei with a yud at the end means if they would have. This you should remember that. Yomalei nagdu. If they would have just simply beat up Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, whipped them into shape, they would have already bowed down to this Tzelem also. It's an amazing thing. They were willing to walk into fire and kill themselves. That they were willing to do, but don't hit me.
They just hadn't been, their spirit hadn't gotten crushed yet.
You mean tortured. Amalei nagdu.
And they were fresh off the boat, so to speak.
I don't know, I always understood it that the walking into fire is in a minute. Getting hit is right now. You're going to hit me, that's a different story. If they would have hit him, they would have gone in. It says, Tosfos, Ilu haya avodas kechav mamish, if this statue of Nebuchadnezzar would have actually been avodah zara, chas v'sholom, what are you going to say, they're going to hit him and then they would have done it? Okay, we give in. Ki midagash shum yisurim sheba'ilum lehaya mishtachem l'tzel. There's no pain in the world that would have caused them to. These are gadol and tzaddikim. They can take pain. Look at Rav Chananya ben Travjoin, famous. Someone who's slogan alibah to put wet sponges on his heart. Liasra and burnt them to death to torture Rabbi Kiva, Sarkub Sarabu Mizrakis Piyos. Anyways, it's not Avodah Zarah. So, if it's not Avodah Zarah, so why didn't they bow down? Not only why didn't they bow down, why did they give up their lives not to bow down to this thing? Or let's go back to the Gemara. The Tosus proves to us, Tosus wants to bring out right now, don't think that Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were resisting Avodah Zarah. They were resisting a statue in the park, a town square statue of Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't want to bow down to it, and they chose to walk into a burning furnace and die burnt to death rather than bow down to this. But Tosfos says, but don't think it was Avodah Zarah. So what was it? Nothing. It was giving cover to the Malchus. And they refused to give. They refused to give cover to the Malchus, and since they refused to give cover to the Malchus, they ended up dying. So why didn't they bow down? Why didn't they bow down? Chil Hashem is Avodah Zarah. I mean, there's three things. Yarg Vayavar, right? Because of Chil Hashem. So bowing down to an idol is a Chil Hashem. I mean, in other words, let's like you say, the Queen of England. Somebody goes and gives a bow to her. Or if you go to a place, you know, the old days of the Shah of Iran, you have to kiss his hand. You know, okay. Why do they have to give covet for the Malchus? Loilam Likras Adam Yisrael Loilam Yorus Likras Malchei Akum. It's halacha, you're supposed to give covet to Malachim. I don't want to make this kasha too good, otherwise I won't have an answer. but it's a pella, like, you know, why? What was the problem? So whatever it was, maybe we'll figure it out. But whatever it was, they chose Hanani Mishael Vazaria had no chiyuv at all because it was no Avodah Zarah. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. The Lechorah had no chiyuv at all to give up their life. They would not have taken pain. They would not have taken, but they chose to give up their life. Tosu says, and that's Arishus Biyad Mashma that. Mashim from Tosfos that it's mutter to be machmir and give up your life even though there's no chiyuv. I don't think this is going to make it as the chumra in the chumra of the week club. isn't that what Tosfos is saying? Tosfos is saying, I mean, there's no other way to understand this Tosfos lechora except for to say that it's mutter for a person to be your bechuyuv to give up your life, gilur raya shvichas dovim avodah zarah. But if you feel like giving up your life, even if it's for klein ezach, you don't want to give covet to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. This is clear.
How can they do that? It's like kind of on the suicide.
Exactly right. So what's the heter? If there's a chiyuv, so it's not suicide. There's a cause. I'm not doing what I was supposed to be doing. But here, it's worse than suicide. Because the Torah says v'chai b'hem. The Torah says v'chai b'hem. The Torah says v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamus b'hem. Right? I mean, a person's not allowed to hurt themselves at all, ever, even for, you're not allowed to have a kareyas besorei alameis chayim b'nafshe. You know, they killed themselves, they killed themselves, voluntarily killed themselves, but from Tosfos you see a din. From Tosfos, at least according to Tosfos, that a person can decide to be machmir al atzmai. What if it's Mekel? Who's going to take care of his wife, his kids? Who's going to put on tefillin the next day? What about all the Shabbosos that he's not going to keep and the tikkun for the Mishael? Whatever. I mean, however you want to understand it, it's a pliat summa. But the Hananya Mishael v'Azariah, Tosfos brings out, wasn't Avodah Zarah. They killed themselves anyway. So the unspoken part of Tosfos here is that a person can be machmir like this. And I pointed to you that if there's any suffix, if this is true, Tosfos says in Mefurish and Chavzayin on the base. Tosfos says, if you get to the Tosfos Chavzayin on the base, where here the Gemara does have this whole discussion about Gilui Arayas and Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah and giving up your life. So Tosfos says here a case. If you look at this Tosfos, Yafal Afila Bifarhesia, you see it? Yochel afilu b'far hesia. So two lines before the end of the Tosfos, where it says Mitzarachion, says Tosfos Mefurish, v'im rotza lahachmir al atzmai. If a person wants to be machmir on himself, afilu b'shar mitzvos, rashoi mutter. Doesn't have to be gilui arayish v'chazam avadazar. Stop. Shar mitzvos. Kimoi, like we find the story of Rab Abba bar Zimra, the Yerushalmi. There's a story of Rab Abba bar Zimra in the Yerushalmi, in Talmud Yerushalmi. Shehaya etzel oyve kechavim, that he was with a goy. Amrlei, and the goy said, Echol nevela, eat some nevela v'loy katlina lach, and if you don't eat this nevela, I will kill you. Nevela. Okay, so the halach is what? What's halacha? Anybody would ask you a shayla, because nafesh doyfus kol atar kula. What's the suffix? You allowed a verse of blood to eat pig to keep yourselves alive. What's the shayla? The vela. So anyway, so he said, if you don't eat this vela, I'm going to kill you. Amrlei. So he says, he buys the mikteli k'tol. If you want to kill me, go ahead and kill me. So what's the pshat? Says Tosfos, a machmer haya. It's chumra. The stomach b'tzinahu. Why does he say stomach b'tzinahu? Because if there was a minyan in the parasia, so there would be nachal mol b'zachiyuv even on a small mitzvah. But b'tzina, me and the guy, he tells me to eat tray if I should die. He doesn't have to die. There's mamash no dinner to die, but he's allowed to. Is that committing suicide? Maybe. I mean, the only thing I can think about is it's not committing suicide because I'm not doing anything to be a dying. I'm not doing a meiser, right? You want to kill me, kill me.
It's like segregation in a way. It's like you know the guy's going to actually kill the
person. You know? So it's not segregation in a way. It's segregation.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's
segregation.
Yeah, but you the person, the other person's always got the chira at the end of the day. Unless you're not.
It's not segregation. You're saying it's not segregation.
He's got the chira. You can, at the end of the day, you can make your decision, and then there's still another decision that's got to be made before the end.
It's not something to rely on.
No, I'm not saying it's something.
He's certainly putting himself in sakana.
I'm explaining why it's not you know. It's not
okay,
suicide.
So,
so,
and we're also assuming that
the Nazis came into Rabbi Chana Wasserman, into Yeshiva Branovich, and they said that you know, this is against the rules, this is against the law. We you don't have zoning. You don't have the Nazis. You don't have zoning to have a yeshiva here. We're going to kill you. And Rabbi Chana opened up his shirt. He said, "Go ahead." I don't know, just do what the rabbi was. I mean, like, was it not convenient with the shirt, without the shirt? But I mean, that's the way the story goes from the eyewitness, you know. Okay, so there. I guess I always thought about it that there was probably 10 talmidim there, and it was the Farhesia, and there were. What was he going to do? So he felt. I think they killed him. In fact, they killed him. So they
on the spot, they killed him.
On the spot, they killed him. There was a question for a few years as to exactly. Whether he died then or he died, but apparently on the spot, as Reb Simcha said over that on the spot, when he was, I heard him say Reb Simcha, on the spot he was killed. Although the historical questions are not questions. I mean, so there was, you know, he would have had to. I mean, what was he being killed? I mean, what was the cause? It could be also. There's no, like, what choice?
Well,
what choice? Yeah, I mean, what choice is he gonna? What's he gonna do? Yeah. So that's a different, maybe that's a different halacha. The story of the Balatanya, you know, the story of the Balatanya had, it was a famous story about the something happened over there. He had information, it was just simply giving, I think, financial information about other Jews that the Russian army or whatever it was, or the wanted from him. And they held a gun to his head. And they held a gun to his head and they said, "Tell us the information." It would mean just hurting other Jews, you know. I mean, give me the information or we'll kill you. And he said, his famous thing, it was, you know, you have one world, getting killed is a big deal. For me, I have seven worlds. That was his thing. So it was like, an attitude.
They didn't kill him.
It was a threat.
There is Taka Moisa, which could be Yerod Bagavot. It could be a Isra, it could be
Rasika. Does it say?
Huh?
Does it say?
I think he passes.
He passed it. Is that true?
I think so. We learned it last year.
But a miser for money. We're not talking about a miser.
Yeah,
for
but her. Because of what the whole issue of a miser.
No, I was thinking if that's true. I don't know.
I think he goes on to say how a miser for money at the end of the day is it leads to the Koach Nefesh, because at the end of the day they're going to harass the other person.
Where does he say that?
In the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
It would be good. But it was a story. I'll call upon him. These are maybe it's mechuyev, maybe not. I was trying to think about it. Yeah. Here, Tosfos says clearly that person can be machmer. I hope I brought home the point. It's a chiddush gadol in Tosfos here that a person can be machmer. It's like hey, let's came aim a davar soif. I mean, once you can start being machmer, I mean, you know, it really is a suicidal sort of a suicide bomber. You know, it's like a suicide. I have a cause. It's not a cause that the Torah forced me into. It's my own cause, and I'm willing to die for that cause.
Well, what's this concept of the ten? It's in front of a minion of Eden.
In front of a minion of Mechuyev. In other words, minion of Jews. Minion of Jews.
Even if it's not the Raisa.
Even if it's not, no, even if it's not Avodah Zarah. Even if it's not one of the Gimel Averis, you're Mechuyev.
Why
not
the Jews?
Because that's what the Rambam says. It has to be Asara Meisrael. We spoke about it on the Shana Rabba, do you remember?
Yeah.
I said at that time that the Pshat in the Rambam, I think, is that you need 10, not because 10 is more before Hesed. The Pshat in the Rambam that you need 10 is 10 is like a Din of Baruch Hu. It's a Kedusha. Like you need a minion. In other words, women wouldn't work. We brought a riot. Okay, so that's what Tosfos says. The Rambam, which is more famous than this Tosfos, says, everybody's mechuyev mitzuva on Kiddush Hashem. It's not just for tzaddikim or gedolim or charedim or something. There's a law not to do a chil Hashem. If a guy would be standing over you, and would force a Jew, and force a Jew to be over on another, like the case in Tosfos, eat treif, eat nevela, exactly that case. Not one of the three big ones, not one of the cardinal ones, but the anyway other.
Deraisa.
We call mitzvahs hamoris b'terem. Oyar generals harukil. You says the Rambam yavur v'lo yehareg. You should be over and you should not be yehareg. And Hashanah Rabbah, we spoke. Why is he put that over here? It's out of place. Let's leave that for a second. Shenemar b'mitzvahs asher yehosa asam ha'adam b'chay bohem. Mitzvahs you're supposed to live with the Torah. You're supposed to die for the Torah. It's not what we're all about. V'lo shiyamus b'am. V'im meis v'lo avar. And let's say he volunteers. This is not one die anyway. Harezeh mischay v'nafshay. Guilty as charged. Sky Menashe, what do we can't do anything to him? He's dead. It means
he didn't do a good thing.
Sky Menashe means L'chayre that he has to stop. He's responsible in Olam Haba. He's responsible in Olam Haba. Then the Rambam goes on to say, however, if it's one of the three Averis, then you have to die. And even if it's not one of the three Averis, if it's B'shas Hashmad, I'll just take you a quick tour, then you have to die. It's not B'shas Hashmad shiny. And if there's a minion,
what's that mean? Shas Hashmad's
like the time of Rabbi Kiva during the Hadrian Decrees, when they're trying to make a point that we want to get rid of Jews, of Judaism.
Holocaust.
What? Yeah, let's say. I mean,
let's say it's a confined situation like what happened in Mumbai or whatever. Could that be?
I don't think that's a Shas Hashmad. Unless you'd have to, the Shas Hashmad is defined by that they're bedafke after Jews. Over there, it's
not so
pasha. I mean, it's pasha to some, not pasha to others. is that so pasha? You know, again, in that case, I mean, obviously nobody knows what happened over there exactly, but you know, they were dead before they started. Before, you know. Then the Rambam says, Shlo b'shas Hashmad, Avo b'shas Hashmad, his example is like during the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the Chavero, Yves are Shmad al Yisrael, Levatel, Dosom, Oy Mitzvah, Min HaMitzvah, trying to be Mavatel, Judaism, Yehar Vayavar. Now, Rambam repeats, Chol Mishin Nemar Bo Yavar Ve'al Yehareg. Again, anybody whom, to whom it says that you should rather be over than die, V'neherag, and you end up dying, V'loy Avar, not to be over the Aveira, Harezem Mishchai V'Nashir. Says it again. Harezem Mishchai V'Nashir. And on the other hand, Chol Mishin Nemar, let's say the opposite. You're supposed to die, and you decide, and you do die. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Bim hayabasar miyisrael, or is a Kiddush Hashem barabim? Just 10 people, it's a bigger Kiddush Hashem. Kidaniyo, Hananya mishol v'azariya akiva v'chavera. Interesting grammar. An example of Kiddush Hashem barabim is Hananya Mishael Vazari, which Tosfos just said was a volunteer position. They were machmir. So we have here the Acharonim bring out, it's not my Kiddush, a clear machloikis, what seems to be a clear machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam, whether you're allowed to be machmir on yourself to give up your life for Shar Mitzvos when there is no Chiyuv. According to Tosfos, we see from Hananya Mishael Vazari that you're allowed to be machmir, and according to the Rambam says Hananya Mishael Azariah, they're the example of Kiddush Hashem Barabim. Ve'en l'cho kadoshim yoisim yizu. So must be this. The Acharonim don't say I'm saying this. Must be that the Rambam learns that this case he must argue with Rabbeinu Tam and say that the statue of Nebuchadnezzar was Avodah Zarah.
Or that there was a minion versus there wasn't a minion.
Or it was a shmat.
Where it was a shmat. Here's the choice. Yeah. Here's the choice. Either it was a shmat, but unlike Tosfos, who says Mefurish, that it was a volunteer thing.
Right.
They didn't have to do this. Even though Nebuchadnezzar was Zman HaShmat, but there was different, there's a big tufa of Nebuchadnezzar, but it's not necessarily, but this wasn't a Avodah Zarah type of a thing. Okay, so there we have Machlokes, Rambam, Tosfos. We see two Tosfos and one supports the other. Rambam is...
According to Tosfos, it's not really even an Avera.
Really what is it? We don't even know what it is. If it's not Avodah Zarah, then what is it? That's the idea. In other words, it's worse than, like, don't put on tefillin. Better.
Right.
Less misadik.
Right.
That don't
it's
put
not on. Relevant. The case that we're actually talking about, didn't that come before Nebuchadnezzar and the statue that was talking something to do with the tzitz of the...
By Daniel. That's by Daniel.
That's by Daniel.
Okay, so let's look at it for a minute. I'm a little bit of a nudnik because I was concerned that Tosfos brings this really interesting story about Rav Abba ben Zimra, right? This Tosfos over here on Chazayin. The story about Abba Bar Zimra, and he says, this is just annoyed me a little bit, Abba Bar Zimra de Yerushalmi, like that's a funny word there, no? Abba Bar Zimra de Yerushalmi, like the story of Abba Bar Zimra de Yerushalmi. I think he said be Yerushalmi, you say where the Yerushalmi is, it's like, so apparently there's a favor of Yerushalmi. Anyways, I found it annoying, so I started looking for the Yerushalmi, and like nobody was able to tell where the Yerushalmi is. I found it, like dug. Gagatu Matsasa, it's Taka Yerushalmi in Shvius. Found it. And the way Tosfos brings this Gemara, he's got a good riot. Stama was Betzina, there was no 10 people. And you see that he said, kill me. And we're talking about Ochel Nevela. So Lechayra, there's a Yerushalmi, Mefurish, Keneged the Rambam. Like Tosfos has got a good Yerushalmi here, and doesn't seem to. But let me show you the story inside. It looks very interesting. Doesn't just bring this, it doesn't tell you where it is. There's a Gemara like this. Rav Abba Bar Zamina, this is the word. That's why, by the way, I couldn't find it in the computer. Because I went Abba Bar Zimra, and it wouldn't give it to me. And I just went Abba, and I finally found Abba Bar Zamina. But I want to just tell you how it's how kedai it is to look something up. Rav Abba Bar Zamina havi mechayet gabichad armoi beromi. He was a chayet, he was a tailor for some Rome. Tana, right? Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra, he was a tailor for It wouldn't fly today, right? It's a tailor. That's what he said. He was a Roman, tailor for a Roman. Isolate Basid in the Vela. So the man comes out and he brings it up. Dinner, here. Join me for dinner. Here's some Nevela. Amr Le Echol. Eat. Echol. Amr Le. So the Rebbe tells him, Rebbe Abba Bar Zemina, Amr Le Lina Echol. I'm not going to eat. Lina is Yerushalmi. Lisa. Lina. I'm not eating. No way. Not eating. Amr Le Echol. So he says to him, eat. Delachain Anach Hatil Nalach. Because otherwise I'm going to kill you. Okay. The meeting gets stressful. Okay, so here he is with the novella in front of him, two novellas. It's the Roman and the steak, and eat or I'm going to kill you. Amar lei in bois mikto koto. If you want to kill, kill. Dano lina mechel baser nidunela. I'm not going to eat novella. You're not going to get me to eat novella. You want to kill me? Kill me. Okay, that part, pretty much, except for the tailor part, pretty much Tosos told the story. And now you know the rest of the story. Amr lehen, Amr leh, so the guy says to him, Mehen modelacha, how did you know the ilu achalta havina katalach? That if you would have eaten it, I would have killed you. It was a trick. It was a setup. O Yehudai, Yehudai, O Armai, Armai. Either you're going to be a Jew, or you're going to be a guy. So, like, you pass the test. In other words, what's the end of the story? The end of the story is that he didn't get killed. He walked out. He told everybody the story. That's how they do the story. He told the story. Good story. So now, like as I say, now we know the rest of the story. Not yet. It gets better. Still a raya to Tosfos and a raya against the Rambam, but it's not as dramatic. In other words, could, why do I say it's not as dramatic? Because he chapped.
Because he did know. Yeah.
Maybe he chapped. Because you look at what the guy said to him. He says, how did you know? So like L'cholapach was, let's give him the credit that he was a big chacham, and he figured, I'm not going to give in to this test. You want to kill me, kill me. And he knew the guy. He was a tailor. Nobody knows a man like his tailor. Okay, so here in the Yerushalmi, they're discussing the story. Omar Rabmano. So Rabmano says, this is Ilu Haya Rab Abba Barzamina Shama Milayu de Rabbanam. If Rab Abba Barzamina would have listened to the words of the Chachamim, Mechol Hava he would have eaten. So the Yerushalmi's psak here is that you're supposed to eat. In other words, if this Rab Abba Barzamina, the tailor, Bar Zamina, I looked it up, means that you have to make an appointment to see him. Like Mazmin. If Rav Abba would have listened to us, he would have eaten. And what would have happened if he would have eaten? He would have gotten killed. So good thing. Good thing he didn't ask a Shaila here. Right? But if he would have asked a Shaila, of course we would have told him, hey, Dabra, I'm going to maybe go up and have it, eat the Nevela, don't be stupid. Right? And he would have eaten the novella, and he would need some. So the point of this Yerushalmi, which Tosfos so excel with respect, conveniently deletes, is the maskada of the Yerushalmi that he did the wrong thing. He didn't do the right thing. So if he did the wrong thing, this is like the Rambam should have brought this, the Mishnah Torah, as a raya, that from here we learn that you're not allowed to be machmir on a lav. Put for a character. Exactly what Tosfos brings as a raya is a raya to Pella and Tosfos. Not Pella and the Rambam. The Rambam's Pelantosis. Yeah.
In the Rambam says he was being machmir.
Tosfos
says he was being machmir.
He was being machmir, and therefore we see you're allowed to be machmir. So Tosfos is taking on the side. Well, look, he was machmir. It's true. I mean, he was machmir. But the Gemara is saying, the Yerushalmi is saying, the only reason he's being machmir is because he didn't know. He didn't listen to Chacham. If he would have listened to Chachamim. But they're saying, good for him that he didn't listen to Chacham. Like, this is the ironic twist over here. Good for him that he didn't listen to Chacham. Had he listened to Chacham, he would have been dead today. So I want to explain the Rambam.
What are they saying?
I think if you think about it, what I'm saying now is more like a regish, and I'm sure if you think about it for a few minutes, you'll end up with the same regish as me. But in other words, the Yerushalmi seems to be his not eating is a possibly a riot to Tosfos. As I said before, it's a weak riot because maybe it was just the Chachma says ice. And the real riot is like the Rambam, and if I wanted to be cynical, I would say that's why they didn't bring down where the Yerushalmi is. They made me look, have to look so carefully for this Rambam. Now, let me, the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, and this is a very well-known Kesef Mishnah, he says as follows. Sover Rabbeinu, this is in Parakei Halacha Dala. Sover Rabbeinu, the Rambam holds, Shekisha Amru B'Gimara Yavor Val Yehoreg. Kesef Mishnah is explaining the Rambam that when you're supposed to be over and not die, Pirush, the Pshat is, Sorech Lavor Kadesh Val Yehoreg. You're Mechuyev to be over the Aver. Kesef Mishnah understands the same way we understand, that you have no right to volunteer yourself to death in this case. If it says you're supposed to, if it says you should be over Val Yehoreg, it means you have a Chiyev to do the Aver, your Aver becomes a mitzvah at this moment. You have a Chiyev to eat Nevela. Right, make a birchas on mitzvahs on this nevela. Avos shleimim. This is the words of the Kesef Mishnah. Avos shleimim v'chein rabin. Very great people and many people soivrim hold the inerag v'loyavar tzedaka teichashev. They hold that if you get killed, it's a good thing. Being done here very important. Is he ben olam haba or is he? Where is he sitting? V'nira, and he says, it seems, Shemefarshim Yavar Val Yehoreg HaRishus B'yodai, they're Mefarish, that Yavar Val Yehoreg HaRishus B'yodai, Lavar Kadesh Lo Yehoreg. If you want, you have Rishus. What they understand is it means you have Rishus to be over and not be get killed. However, if you want to get killed, if you don't want to use that heter, you're allowed to die. So says the Kesef Mishnah, the Kosav ben Nimuke Yosef. And then the Nimuke Yosef says, Da filo lefisvaris Rabbeinu, that even according to the Rambam, im hu adam gadol v'chassid, yorei shamayim, that if a person is a gadol, v'roesh ha'ador parutz b'kach, and he sees that the generation has a particular weakness in this area, rashoi l'kadish is Hashem. You see the Tosfos and Daf Gimel says that the Jews of Persia suffered because they did bow down to that Salam Nehechol, Salam Nebuchadnezzar. So it's Mashma, and Tosfos is the one who says it wasn't Avodah Zarah, but it's Mashma, and we're just starting to get a feeling that there was a problem in the generation. In other words, there was some type of assimilation going on. Assimilation. It's almost like intermarriage. It's very difficult to put your finger on the exact avera, but we know that it uproots all of Yiddishkeit. So I guess there was a feeling that it was a question of this pasuk, that pasuk. It's more than a pasuk. It uproots everything. Everything we stand for is being assimilated, being watered down. It's nothing, creating an extinction to the Jewish people. So apparently that was what was going on. This idea of giving kavod to Nebuchadnezzar, this way we see Neshishtachu b'tzelam shel Nebuchadnezzar. That was a Vashti's grandfather, right? Vashti's grandfather. We're talking about three generations later. The Purim story. They suffered because of this. So we see that there was something culturally wrong with it. So here the Kesef Mishnah says that he thinks that the Rambam would also be maskim. That if it's a special case, like a special tzaddik and a gadol ador, and there's a weakness in the generation in this particular area, that the tzaddik is allowed to give up his life. So tenach that you're not supposed to do this just down for the heck of it, but you have to be a gadol, and who decides who's a gadol? So I guess a person has to be realistic with themselves as to how much hashpah. You got to get a big, but the Nebuchadnezzar says you have to get a big bang for the buck if you're going to give up your life. Like, don't just stop, give up your life. Life's a big thing to give up. So life, we're talking about dying here. So, you know, the supreme, the ultimate sacrifice. So make sure that it's a real thing. And he says he thinks that even the Rambam would agree that you're allowed to give up your life, your reshus, you're allowed to be machmir. The Rambam would agree to Tosfos in the situation of a gadol ador, when there's two knots, one, I'm the gadol ador, two, they're weak in this area. Now, the truth of the matter is that there's other rishonim that argued with the Namukha Yosef, like the Mochamis, and he says that he doesn't think that the Rambam would agree with that at all. In other words, it feels presumptuous in the Rambam to say that, but the Namukha Yosef, I'll call upon it, is the right one to quote for saying that there are times that you are allowed to give up your life. Now, let me just show you something. How does the Namukha Yosef know this? How does the Namukha Yosef know that there are times that you're allowed to be machmir? Tosfos holds you're allowed to be machmir all the time.
If you hold like Tosfos, then you know it from Hanani Mishael Azariah.
If you hold that it wasn't Avodah Zarah, then you hold it from Hanani Mishael Azariah.
You could bring a right from it.
Right.
Mordechai.
From Mordechai, right.
And why does Tosfos on Chav Zayin ask you a question? Why does Tosfos on Chav Zayin say that I'll bring you a raya from Rav Abba Bar Zimra, but he could have brought a raya from Hanani Mishael Azariah, which he himself said. Same Rabbeinu Tam. That's like, it's also Shver, right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone bring a raya? I guess this would be a case of the Rambam, I'm not sure, but why Esther, Hamalka, why she wasn't forced, I suppose, to give her life instead of being with Ashkerosh?
So because the difference there is, the difference there is that she was saving the whole Klal Yisrael.
Oh.
So Hatzolus Klal Yisrael shined.
It was Galui. It was known that that would be the.
That was a hope. There was a hope that she would be able to. So it goes more into the issue of Averi Lishma. Different gather, yeah. Rabbeinu Yonah brings this story. This is a brachas on beis on beis. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa b'chassid echad. A story with a certain chassid. Talya mispalo baderech. That was davening on the road. Basar echad. B'nosan lo shalom. A Roman, Rashi says. Basar echad. Rashi says a Roman. And he stops on the road and he sees that he's davening and he gives him shalom. Shalom, Rabbi. The lo hechzer lo shalom. He's in the middle of davening, middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Lo hechzer lo shalom. He doesn't answer him. Himtim lo said, the Roman waits, at shesayim tfilasa, until he finishes Shemoneh Esrei. La'achar shesayim tfilasa, when he sees he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, Amar lei reka, he says, you idiot. Tells the chassid. Halei kosub b'tairaschem, it says in your Torah, Raki Shamar Lacha Shmar Nafshecha. Because you should be careful with your life. Uksiva Nishmarta Moed Lanafshe Secha. Kishinasati Lacha Shalom. When I give you Shalom, Lamalo Hechzartu Li Shalom, you should answer me. Why didn't you answer me Shalom? Im Hayisi Chotech Roshcha Besayev. If I would have decapitated you with my sword, Mihaya Toveya is Damcha Miyadi. Nothing would have happened to me. Just a Jew. So the Gemara says,
you mean the Goyim did?
What?
Yeah,
the Goyim certainly wouldn't have bowed.
He
was a Goy. He says, in other words, I could have killed you just now. For not answering me, and nothing would have happened to me. In other words, I had no pachad from killing you. So he says, you're a shoyta. Why did you keep on down? You should answer me. Pikuch nefesh. He's a good tainish. This is the problem. Like a good tainish. See the terasta.
What kind of a life was it when you had to expect that if you didn't answer Shalom that you were going to have your head cut off?
I mean, what's the point? there's a natural idea of staying alive.
No, I'm saying, but that's does want to, you know, it's hard, it's a very far cry from, I guess, anything that we could imagine.
Quality of life.
Where you can, where your default assumption is that if a person comes up and says shalom to you, that if you're not going to answer him, he's going to cut your head off.
I imagine it's more of a...
Use the Nazi example again.
I imagine it's more of a Roman general thing. You know, the Roman general's walking down the street, he says hello to you, you're going to, you know...
Okay.
Wasn't like, you know, living in fear walking to the marketplace.
Any place where the Jews are second class citizens.
It's happened to me, by the way. It happened to me.
Stories about you?
The sword?
You're the chassid?
No. No, but when I worked for the OU, so we were in the White House, and we were doing this thing for Tisha B'Av in the new Holocaust Center, and we were in the White House. So there was a guy, Ricky Magder, you know. So he was setting up the wires and all this kind of thing, and I was davening mincha. I was just davening mincha. It was time to daven mincha. Daven mincha. And we're going to miss. There's no minyan or anything in the White House. So I was davening mincha. All of a sudden, the Secret Service comes through, and they start pushing away all the wires and all the people, and you know, President Clinton is going to walk through, and I'm davening, I could just feel his eyes. The president will be coming through in a moment. Could you please stand on the side? You know, he's giving us all, and I'm davening mincha. You know, and I just started mincha. You know, it wasn't like. The scholars feel excited. I don't think he carries a sword. But it was really, and the fact is I finished quickly. Somehow had, unless I had the Kvitzis Hadarach. I was able to be Mishtachava and nod to the President of the United States of America. It was as close as I've gotten to Malchus. But it's like an interesting, not so cautious, like, you know, this... When I was in Muncie, I just thought while I'm telling you stories, when I was in Muncie, so the First Lady of the United States of America, Hillary, decided she's running for the Senate of New York. She was still the president's wife, and she was running for Senate in the next election. So she wanted the Jewish vote in Muncie, and after their office's research decided that I was the man. I mean, they already had the Vishmetz or Hasidim. You know, they already did. But they figured like in the Orthodox world that I was the man. So her, an aide called, got a phone call, and. Mrs. Clinton, the First Lady of the United States of America, would like to speak with you. This wasn't a joke. This was serious. She got on the phone and said that we would love to make an evening in your house, and to get people to get to meet me. I'd like to meet your congregation, meet the community, you know, and we'd like to in your house. So I hug up, and my wife says, "Over my dead body, she's coming into this." we're talking Malchus here. Hillary Clinton. You know, so I called the president of the show. He says, "No way." I called back the office and I told them that I don't want to get involved in any politics. One way or the other, and please find somebody else, which they were very upset with. But it was like, you know, this idea even today, I'm just trying to bring out, but even today, Kavod HaMalchus is lo pashut, you know, Kamsa bar Kamsa, Parvi Yushalayim, you know, there's have to have a Christ. Okay, so the Gemara says that I could have cut off your head, as Roman says. So he answered back, this chassid, I'm really Hampton Liachafayasecha. Give me a moment. Let me try to explain to you. The Dvarim, let me speak with you a moment. Give me a moment before you kill me. Amr Lay, he said to him, Ibu Ayisa, let's say you were Oimelif Ne Melech Basav Adam. Let's say you were talking to a king. Basav Adam king. Ubacha Verichav Anasan Lai Shalom. And some guy would come in the meantime, some nun that could say, Shalom, how are you? Hayisa Machsirla, would you answer that person in the middle of an audience with the king? Amr Lay La, for sure I wouldn't. Vim Hayisa Machsirlo, and if you would answer him, Maha Yuosim Lacha, what would have been your punishment? Amr Lay, Hayuchot Chimas Roshi Besaya. I would have gotten my head chopped off with a, he liked that thing. Amrileva halo dvarim kal v'chomer. So he says, so here you go. Here's a kal v'chomer. Ma tosha yisrael milivnei melech baser v'dam, shayom kanu malcher bekever. And you wouldn't have interrupted your conversation. Kachani. So what about me? Shall you say, "Omei lifnei Melech Malchei Amlochem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shulchai V'Kayim Ladu Omei Olamim Alachas Kam V'Kam"? So much so, so more so, you should be able to appreciate that I can't interrupt my Shemona Esrei to talk to you. Yad Mispayus Oso. Interesting. Oso Sar. So okay, that's reasonable. I accept that. The Nifter Oso Chasid LeBeisel LeShalom, and he went home in peace. The Oso Chasid went home in peace. So Rabbeinu Yonah brings this Gemara, this is his raya. This is his raya that you see that an Adam Gadol is allowed to volunteer himself l'misa. What's the raya?
This was not Yarek Vayavar.
He should have stopped davening. He could have stopped davening easily. It was a drabana at most. A drabana. So sachakol to be mafsik, what's the big deal? So he could have been mafsik, and he could have saved his life. He put himself in a makom sakana, apparently. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says the answer is because this was a Roman occupation, this was a shas hashmad, and it was his license to be able to be machmir. So this is Rabbeinu Yonah's raya, and this is what he wants to say, that the Rambam will also agree with this raya.
You're saying shmad loosely, because if it would be a real shmad, then it wouldn't be a raya at all.
Why?
Because that's something which everybody agrees with before, that if it's a shmad, it already becomes like a vazar shmad.
Rambam agrees with it also, yes.
Right.
So
it's not like an official shmad. You know, there's anti-Semitism, but it's not like an official shmad.
Right. No, the truth is you're even more right than that, because Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say shmad. He says that if there's yisrashlus the door, so even better, there's yisrashlus in the door. In other words, apparently, like, people were intimidated by Romans, and they were ashamed to daven in the street. And they were, and again, it sounds like it was probably sort of an assimilation issue. Like you say, what kind of life is this? What kind of craziness is this? So we lost our whole backbone and being able to daven mincha, for heaven's sake. So Rabbi Yonah says, you see, he was willing to give up his life for this type of a concept. So from here, we see Rabbi Yonah says that you're allowed to give up your life. And he wants to say that the Rambam also is mechuyev. Because of the way the Lakez Mishnah puts it through, he says it's stronger than Rabbeinu Yonah himself says it. I looked at the Rabbeinu Yonah, that a person is that the Rambam has to accept this. The Rambam has to accept this. I don't know. I looked through the whole, like I said, the Milchamas disagrees with that, but I looked through the Rambam. It's not, why didn't the Rambam say it? The Rambam wasn't missing a point here and a point there. I mean, this is something that the Rambam could have said. It's not so. I'm about to argue with the book Yosef and the Chassid Shalom. There's Rishardim that say that. Who says that? That's what the Rambam meant. If the Rambam wanted to say that, he would have said that. There's no need for a deal. On the other hand, it seems to be a Mufurish Gemara, Bahu Chassid. So I'll tell you here a tzaddik HaKoyin is what I think is a brilliant cheshbon. Rambam says as follows: like, what is ultimately, like, let's, this will take us right back to the do I have 5 more minutes? Take us back to the beginning over here. What's wrong with giving your life? Like, why would the Rambam, what's the pshat in the Rambam that you're not supposed to give up your life for unless it's your heart value? So you said it, because you're not allowed to kill yourself.
Okay.
V'chaybahem. But I mean, I don't know. When you kill yourself, what are you doing? What's the aver there? Who kills himself? What's the aver? What's your tzah? Killing a Jew.
Losing the ability to do all the future mitzvahs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like what's my aver? Or is, okay? So you're taking away mitzvah. Is that ritzicha?
So
it's interesting. The Rambam says ma'abed atzmei l'das. It sounds very, I mean, I'm not encouraging. But it doesn't sound like Ritzicha. Ein koiver noisay in tzaddikim gemurim, the Gemara says. You're not allowed to put them in the regular kever. The Pesachei Tshuva brings in Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Okay, obviously, if a person killed himself, there was something psychologically wrong with him, so he can't be done him. Okay, that doesn't seem to be like a Ritzicha. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Chayvul Lamazik, and I'm just going to show you outside because I want to go faster. Rabbi said the Hilchos Chayav Lamazik that what it is that you're not asr lo adam lachbol ba'atzmai. You're not allowed to be choyvel in yourself. And the Rambam explains, which is taken from Chazal, that that we don't own ourselves. The person who thinks, my body, I'll do what I want with it. You know, it's very, by the way, very, very important in the halacha. People write these living wills and you know, if I ever look like that, shoot me. You know, people always, it's... You have no more right to shoot yourself than you have to shoot somebody else. Not to mention the fact that I can tell you, just as a rabbi for a long time, how many people say that when they're in that massive, they'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to save them. Like, you know, it's not so pashut. Like, you know, with somebody else, if I ever look like that. You know. But a person is not necessarily the balabayas on their own goof. Asr lo adam lachbo ba'atzmai. That seems to be. Now this binyan, Rav Tzedek explains, comes from a Gemara in Baba Kama, Tzedek Aleph. And there the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, are you allowed to be chovel in yourself or not? Are you allowed to be chovel yourself or not? The Gemara has a shayla of makarei al ames.
How do you translate a
wound? Wound. Killing is a big wound.
Killing is a wound.
A big wound. Chovel, you're damaging yourself. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, are you allowed to, here's the Gemara title, are you allowed to rip your skin when somebody dies? Like Arabs do that. Are you allowed to rip your skin when somebody dies? So the Gemara says, so a kareas begadav. Right. Okay, so that, right. The pasuk, yeah. But To rip your clothes, so you're allowed to rip what you're allowed to rip. If you rip more, akarei ala meis yoshim midai chayiv mishum baltashchus. It's a sarah baltashchus. So the Gemara says, if you're not allowed to rip your clothes, kal v'chayiv, you're not allowed to rip your skin. So the Gemara says, no, lav dafki, your skin is going to heal, your clothes are not going to heal. Interesting, like a Jewish Gemara. Like a person will say, look, I don't want to ruin my clothes. I'm going to rip my clothes. Let me better rip my skin. it'll heal up. It'll be okay. You know, so the Gemara says, okay, so that's not a raya. This is Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara says, okay, so we haven't got a raya from there. What's wrong with ripping, with scratching your skin al ames? So the Gemara says that we learn it out from Nazir. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to make yourself into a Nazir, since the Torah says v'nislach loy, that you have to bring a carbon. It's mashma that it's an avera to make yourself into a Nazir. Why? Because being with tzayir yourself, saying I'm not allowed to drink wine, I'm not allowed to take a haircut, etc., I'm giving myself tzar, and you're not allowed to l'chatchila go and give yourself tzar. If you made that neder, so then you're a nazir. But you're not supposed to do it l'chatchila. You're not allowed to give yourself that kind of tzar. So Gemara says, kal v'chomer, if you're not allowed to give yourself tzar by not drinking wine, kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to scratch your skin and be chovel ba'asma. So this is the Gemara. That's how the Gemara knows. That's tzach hakol. The whole limud of you're not allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo has to do with because you're not allowed to be a nazir. Says Reb Tzedek like this. He says that if you look at the Gemara Darim Daf Yud, whether you're allowed to make yourself into a nazir or not is actually a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda holds you are allowed to lechatchila make yourself into a nazir, and Reb Yossi says you're not. Okay. It's Reb Tzedek that whenever it says Maisa ba'isa chasid, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, it always is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. So the story about the chasid who did not want to eat, right? The story about the chasid, Maisa ba'isa chasid, Maisa b'chasid echa, that was davening on Badera, Rabbi Yonas chasid, if you will. Rabbi Yonas chasid was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that you're allowed to make yourself into a nazir. And if you're allowed to make yourself into a nazir, therefore the whole kal v'chomer falls apart. It's mutar lachbol ba'atzmai. And you're allowed to be chovel in yourself. You catching this cheshbon? Well, so Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase holds that it's mutter to be chovel ba'atzmai. And that's why he put himself b'sakana. But the Rambam says, Rav Tzedek in Hilchos Chovel Mazik Paragal of Beis says, 100% we don't paskin like that. First of all, we paskin that you're not allowed to make yourself a nazir. And second of all, we paskin that it's a nisa deraisa to be chovel ba'atzmai. So Mamela, the Rambam holds The Mela, the Rambam holds that you're not allowed to be Chayehu Ba'atzmai. He says, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. We pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So the story you're telling me of the Mukhe Yosef, the story that you're telling me about Oisai Chasid, Maisai Baisai Chasid, nothing to do with Halacha, because we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. We pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So the Rambam is beautiful. I could say the Rambam is very beautiful. The Rambam holds you not allowed to be chovel and yourself. You're not allowed to be machmir. We don't know that the Rambam holds in the Bukhe Yosef either. And b'chol ofen, the Rambam holds that unless it says you are v'yavar, keep yourself alive. You have a story about a chosid. Okay, you have a story about a chosid. So let me just say this part. What does Tosfos hold? They're like, what does Tosfos do with the end of the Yerushalmi that I found? Tosfos just. A bit of time knows as much as I know about this Yerushalmi and Shvius. So what does he do with this? So I just want to tell you this. Let me just leave you with this thought. Like, Tosfos, you're allowed to be machmir. And what does the Yerushalmi say here at the end? If he would have asked us, we would have told him, don't kill himself. Don't let yourself be killed. But he didn't ask us. And this is the regesh that I think I was saying at the beginning. I think what's clear is, there is such a concept in halacha, in Judaism, in Torah, you know, like it's beyond halacha. There is such a concept of you don't ask. You just make a decision and you do. Like, for instance, ein shoylin b'pikuach nefesh. It's halacha. Halacha is that if you have a shayla, if you're allowed to take somebody to the doctor, this and that, we penalize you for that shayla. What do you have shayla? Somebody's been subject to pikuach nefesh. Pick up, get in your car, and drive the person to the hospital. What's the shayla? Pick up the phone. Like, ain't shayla with pikuach nefesh. Not if somebody asks you paskin, it's mutter to go. Sometimes you paskin, it's not mutter to go. Like, if you look in Shin Chav Ches and Arachayim, the Rav sometimes, once you're asked, the Rav has to go and say, well, maybe there's somebody locally, maybe we can get a guy to do it. But the halacha is ain't shayla with pikuach nefesh. There's a din of Kanoyim Poygen Boy, Pinchas. So Pinchas asked Moshe Rabbeinu a shayla, should I kill them or not? Should I kill Cosby and should I kill them or not? Nelam Nisalam Imenu Halacha, so he went and he did it. Which is exactly the same halacha of Ein Shoylem. There's certain things, it seems to me, I hope I'm right, there's certain things that you don't ask, you do. Like if your heart tells you to do it, then you're allowed to follow your heart and do it. There's certain things, when it comes to Kvod Hashem, when it comes to somebody dying, there's certain things that you're just allowed to do. What they said is that Rabba Bar Zimra or Zamina didn't ask. If he would have asked, we would have told him don't eat it. And look what would have happened. He would have died. look how it, what this Yerushalmi is saying, Tosfos learned it right. What this Yerushalmi is saying is this has nothing to do with the Rambam. That there are times, maybe the Rambam also agrees with this, I don't know. The Rambam was so cerebral that it could be that this is not like a Rambam type of an idea. But what is clear, according to Tosfos, is that what we see from the Maaseh Rav Abba Bar Zimra, that Amol, it's better not to ask. Sometimes it's better simply not to ask. If he would have asked, he would have died. That's what the Yerushalmi is trying to bring out. So what does that mean? What kind of a din is that? What kind of a halacha is that? It's the same kind of halacha of ein shoylem b'pikuach nefesh. Or Kanoyim Poygenbay, or there's a number. I mean, I've made a list of examples of cases where this is a test of your heart.
What do you mean? You mean your judgment here or your heart?
Yeah, the whole thing. In other words, the whole thing is what are you, and it's how you react.
Because it could have been a judgment call. You know what I mean? It could have been that he is.
But judgment sounds very, you know. That's why I say it could be. I don't want to like socialize the Rambam. Like the Rambam doesn't ever give much credence to anything but a decision, a judgment and a decision. But I don't know if that's true in Tosfos. In Tosfos, it seems what he's saying over here is that Hananya Mishael Vazaria walked into fire. If they would have asked the Shaila, or if we would have hit them and woken them up, they would have said, okay, we'll walk into fire for it. But they walked into fire. Avraham Avinu walked into fire, we're going to walk into fire. That's what they said. And they were trying to make a point. And you see, that it's even more than the Nemuke Yosef, if you will. It's an extra halachic status, which is very complicated. But it's an extra halachic status, and it only applies when you're either losing your life or saving somebody else's. Or, in the case of Kanayim Pargam, by stopping a Magefa, stopping a Falashim, stopping a Magefa. So that's what I think is the Pshat in this Yerushalmi and White Tyson's person. I don't want to go anyway.
The
Marshal
and the
Lenny Yonah
seems to be learning from the Nimshal that if